Good morning, everyone. This is the Takeaway Open. Two monster golf stories this weekend. One at the Congressional Country Club in Bethesda, Maryland, the U.S. Open. Second round. First round leader Rory McIlroy tees off later this hour, paired once again with Phil Mickelson.
Are you going to be
the other big golf story? Quiet, quiet. We don't want to disturb people out on the links. Is President Obama.
Oh, so when you talk about the president, you can speak normally.
With House Speaker John Boehner. Joining us now, Don Van Atta, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Dickerson Zaharias. Stuart, Florida is where he's calling us from. Don, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. And Joan Cavanaugh is the founder and CEO of Boardroom Golf on the line from New York City. Joan, good morning to you.
Hi.
Question to you, which is a more tense golf situation? The Speaker of the House and the President, or the U.S. Open? Don?
Well, I think it's going to be much more tense for President Obama than Speaker Boehner. President Obama's about 15 strokes worse than the House Speaker. So I think the most tense person playing golf in Washington this weekend will be the President.
All right. That's great. That's Don Van Atta. Joan Cavanaugh, your view?
My view is it's going to be that U.S. Open, because that's a competition game. Between the president and Boehner, it's a challenge game. Very, very different. Competition is all about who wins, and challenge is all about leading to success, you know,
and
achieving
making
a target.
And
so,
possibly making deals while you're out there.
Absolutely.
Well, my view of this, and I'm not a golfer, Joan, is that if you stink at golf, and the president doesn't stink, but he's not as good as John Boehner, at least according to their handicap. If you're not great at golf, you got to find something else to do out there, and making deals is what you do. Do you expect there's going to be some hard talk out there on the links? Joan?
I think, hey, let's go back to something that Plato said. You can discover more about a person in an hour of play than you can a year of conversation. And I think that's why this is happening. Let's discover each other in a different way.
And Plato's putter. I mean, God, we'll never forget Plato's putter. Don Van Atta, what's the history of presidential golf?
15 of the last 18 American presidents have played golf. It started with William Howard Taft.
Oh, and he must have been terrible.
Yeah, he's 300-plus pounds. He was terrible, but he loved the game. In fact, he was very upset when he had to go see the president of Chile, and it conflicted with one of his golf rounds. And he said, I'll be damned if I'm going to give up my golf game to see this fellow. And he blew off the president of Chile. Presidents have loved golf. The thing about President Obama playing that's so surprising to me is he's always played with a tight circle of friends from Chicago and Hawaii and a few White House aides. He doesn't like to talk politics on the links. He likes to use golf as a escape from the pressures of the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And I think the stakes are going to be very high when he plays with the House Speaker, because the House Speaker really wants to win. That's why I think he's going to be under so much pressure.
And you have to wonder how many shots Boehner is going to give to Obama, who has a 17 handicap, and reportedly Boehner has 8 handicap. Joan Cavanaugh, the thing about conducting business negotiations over golf, it can be a good thing because you're out in the sun, right? You're more relaxed. You're not sitting in an office. On the other hand, the etiquette associated with golf can make it kind of a testy situation, especially if, like the president, you like to really focus. I mean, what about gimmies and drop zones? What if Boehner refuses to give him a mulligan?
There can't be any mulligans. The president's not going to ask Boehner for a
mulligan.
Well,
I'm just saying there's an etiquette there that could really tick off the president. It could completely devolve into a very angry game. Don't you think, Joan?
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, the focus of the game is not, and especially this one, where relationships are so important, as is the game of golf for business. This is a business. This is not a competition. This is a business relationship. So, I've heard about the president. He doesn't take mulligans, doesn't like gimmies. I think that's going to enter into the game.
Yeah,
do you?
Joan Cavanaugh is founder and CEO of Boardroom Golf. Don Van Atta, you know, maybe that's the trade-off here. You know, Obama deliberately loses, okay, to John Boehner, which gives him sort of a leg up in Congress on the debt ceiling.
Well, I don't think there's going to be anything deliberate about President Obama losing.
No.
It's pretty much a lock that he will lose to the House Speaker. And just to pick up on something Joan said, John, I think the House Speaker really desperately wants to win. He's been practicing. He doesn't just want to win by a few strokes. He wants to really demolish the president. I agree with her that certainly this is going to be a foundation that they can build upon to make deals down the road, and that is a good thing. But they're both highly competitive guys,
right,
and they're going to want to. They're not going to want to embarrass themselves.
That's Don Van Atta, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didrikson Zaharias. So, Joan Kavanaugh, if somebody does demolish somebody else during a game of golf, even if it's just a challenge kind of friendly game, I mean, that puts a real kind of stake in the heart of the conversation there, huh?
I don't think so. See, I see it very differently. I do not see this as a competition. I don't see it. Professional golf is a competition. There's leisure golf. This is business golf. Why would they be playing otherwise? They're not playing to see who's the best guy, who wins.
No. But, Joan, if as Don says, Boehner really has been practicing and really wants to demolish the president, at the end, on the 18th hole, when you're on your way back to the clubhouse,
yeah,
if the president's been demolished, what does Boehner have there?
More courteous than usual, we would say. You know, I mean, he'd be, hey, you know, he's feeling terrific. And, you know, when you're playing golf, and besides that, you know, the partner for the president, isn't it the vice president who's a seven?
Yeah, Biden's
going to
be there.
He's a great golfer. He's Obama's
Kasich's
ringer.
Kasich's going to be there.
His ringer, yeah. And also his support and his confidence and all of that.
I don't know. I got to say, Don, if Boehner does demolish the president, as you suggest, when they're walking back to the clubhouse, I got to wonder if Boehner's going to say, so, Barack, what country do you want to nuke right now?
Well, you know, the one thing is, going into the round, the House Speaker has already scored political points off the president. He said he would give the president a stroke for every $1 trillion that's cut off the national debt. So
nice.
I don't know if that set the best tone for the round.
There you go. Well, it's wheeling and dealing and some very tense and interesting golf between the politicians, John Boehner and President Barack Obama, as well as the U.S. Open. Don Van Atta, Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Wonder Girl, The Magnificent Sporting Life of Babe Didrikson Zaharias, and Joan Kavanaugh. Thanks, Joan.
You're welcome.
Joan's founder and CEO of Boardroom Golf.